North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, April 3, 2020.
Thousands more Massachusetts workers joined the unemployment ranks in the past week as the COVID-19 outbreak continues to shut down wide swaths of the economy. Christian Wade writing in today's Salem News that there were 181,000 new unemployment claims filed in the state for the week ending on March 28, compared to 147,000 in the previous week and 7,000 2 weeks prior to that. The governor also addressed the need for building increased hospital capacity yesterday at a Statehouse news conference.
This Worcester site is the first of three medical field stations that we're working to set up in Massachusetts. The Boston Convention and Exhibition Center has been identified as a possible site for additional capacity, as well as Joint Base Cape Cod and the Mass Mutual Building and other smaller locations around Massachusetts. We've secured a contractor who can build out sites once a healthcare partner has been finalized, and we'll continue to pursue these initiatives over the course of the next week to 10 days. We're also securing 1,000 beds of step-down care options in nursing facilities for stabilized COVID-positive patients. Beaumont Nursing Home in Worcester will provide 300 beds for this important function to protect our seniors. And this step-down plan will help hospitals make room more quickly for new patients once someone gets stabilized. This is a new model we're pursuing based on what we've learned from other areas that have been hard hit by this virus.
Governor Charlie Baker. There was one celebration yesterday regarding the combating of the COVID-19 outbreak, and that was when the governor and Lieutenant Governor Polito welcomed the Patriots plane containing supplies. This is the governor welcoming the plane.
I just want to start by saying that in the middle of what has been an incredibly difficult and trying time for all of us, Lieutenant Governor Polito and I are incredibly grateful to be able to stand here today with Jonathan Kraft and Melissa Jocelyn from Mass General Hospital to celebrate some incredibly important and very good news. Behind us, aircraft has just made its way back from China, stopping in Alaska on both ends of the trip to bring nearly 1 million N95 masks to our frontline workers here in the Commonwealth in healthcare, emergency management, and public safety. This is a moment that for the past few weeks, the Lieutenant Governor and I hoped we'd be here to celebrate, but never knew if it would really happen or not.
Governor Charlie Baker.
Like so many other communities, Salem businesses have responded to help those in need of meals and other things, according to Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.
The meals and food insecure, we've got a task force that has come together to try and serve people who may be food insecure, and that's really working on all cylinders. We're serving about 1,000 kids a day with breakfast and lunch via 14 different remote drop-off sites for grab-and-go meals. And we're also serving our vulnerable senior population, so many of our housing complexes are getting meals as part of a partnership we have with Root, a nonprofit that works to train adults, young adults, in the hospitality and food services business. And they've really stepped up, partnered with city officials and a few other partners in our housing authority. We're serving 150 meals to seniors. We expect that number to increase to somewhere between 250 and 300, and that's with Root, Jewish Family Services, and city officials really working together. Salem Food Pantry, they have incorporated grocery bag pantry items at all of our school sites, and Citizens Inn, even though they're in Peabody, they're right over the line and service a lot of Salem families as well, and we're working with them.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.
Following weeks of citing health and safety concerns, the union representing more than 1,200 workers at Lynn's GE Aviation plant demanded a two-week paid shutdown for the factory on Thursday. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that the demand came a day after the labor union was told an employee at the Lynn plant had been tested positive for the coronavirus, which brought a week's worth of tensions to a boiling point. A GE employee said that there has been at least three positive COVID-19 diagnoses at the Lynn plant. Workers at the city's Riverworks plant held protests on Monday and Tuesday, citing the company's failure to address their safety concerns at the plant amid the outbreak. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
The Lynn School System is working hard to transition from the classroom instruction model to online instruction, according to Lynn School Committee member Jared Nicholson.
So this has been a hard transition, but I've been really proud of the district in trying to make it work, and particularly the teachers who have, on a moment's notice, tried to create resources that would continue the learning that was happening in their classrooms. And the students, you know, I mean, it's such resilience for them to continue to try to log on and move forward. And I know this is a huge strain on the families and caretakers that are now trying to steward their kids' education from their living room, and that's really a challenge. So I understand this is difficult. We certainly are making an effort as fast as we can to get resources online. So each school has a page on the Lynn Public Schools website with activities and with curriculum. There's also a curriculum being developed specifically for remote learning. And this is all in process. As you can imagine, this was not something that the Lynn Public Schools was ready for, to instantly go remote after the centuries of in-person
yeah,
learning.
Really?
But we are working on it, and our staff, the teachers, the educators are doing a great job trying to get something out there as quick as we can, and that's consistent with state guidelines, and also cognizant of the fact that our students who have particular needs when they're in the classroom, those needs are all the more important for us to consider in outside of the classroom. So talking about language barriers, special education, things like that.
That's Lynn School Committee member Jared Nicholson.
The town of Danvers is now limiting big box stores to no more than 50 customers at a time in its latest move to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus and promote social distancing. John Castelluccio in the Salem News writes that the change came after the Danvers Board of Health voted Wednesday under the town's emergency declaration to limit customers at the number of large retail stores and supermarkets in town. That according to town manager Steve Bartha. Bartha said that this was in the interest of protecting both patrons and employees with the need to keep at least 6 feet of social distancing.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that the Massachusetts legislature passed a bipartisan bill to provide immediate relief to municipalities and others during the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. The legislation responds to a number of vitally important needs. It allows cities and towns across the Commonwealth to execute fundamental government's procedures, including budgeting and permitting. It adds mechanisms to empower food and beverage providers to meet consumer needs, and it aligns the tax schedule with the federal extension. It's the product of bipartisan collaboration fueled by efforts to support those impacted by the pandemic. The bipartisan legislation extends the state income tax filing deadline for residents, addresses disruptions in tax collections and the permitting application process for municipalities, and allows licensed restaurants to sell certain alcoholic beverages for takeout and delivery, among other provisions. More information is available at tartalk.com.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast on msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Do email us with any comments, suggestions, or notes at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Stay dry, stay warm, stay safe. Have a great weekend, everybody.